Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast. We are on podcast 79 of season 2. So as we kick into this, last time it was all about little wins, thinking about that, triggering your brain so that you actually get dopamine releases, seeing your potential, remembering those people. If you haven't listened to that one, I suggest going back and listening to that one. Now today, growth, all of these things, we're kicking into October, first month of fall, or whatever you're going to call September for your life is slightly just ended. So it's ended, it's done. Now we're moving into October. So October, getting you set for the winter. What are your goals? What are all of this? So simply thinking about how you're going to grow off of your little wins. So we talked on little wins last time. Today is the growth and how you are going to grow from it. So always stretching and having short-term, long-term goals is today. So having a short-term goal, what can you achieve this week? So this week and the month. So breaking into weekly months, what can you get done? One of my favorite things is realizing in a week how much can be achieved. And when you have dead time or if something changes, realizing that you can push yourself so that you can actually achieve so much more. If you just let it sitting down, don't do anything in it, you don't even feel as good. When you get ahead on things, it's one of those things that I have found that weekly, monthly, you get just, it helps you achieve things so that you can get more done. It makes you feel good. You actually realize all of your potential, and then you can start seeing that I can unlock this, this, and this, and it's all interlinked. It's one of my favorite things. When you break it into weekly and monthly, you can actually start seeing, and rather than just looking at yearly and even bigger goals, you can actually get little wins like we talked on before. So those little wins, you can cross things off in your mind or on paper or on your phone or however you do it. Personally, I find that one of the biggest things by doing weekly and monthly goals is when I cross off, I get actually cross it off on a piece of paper. It releases for me just that positive and the get ahead so that I realize I don't have to come back to craziness when I go away or when I'm in a crazy time I'm ahead. So I'm not worried about, okay, I have to stay super late. If I go weekly to weekly when I have those times that are down and a little bit of time to do something, if I do not, and then when a crazy time happens, then I'm staying late and doing later nights, and then I burn out. So this affects burnout. This is one of those things that I have found that in the long term, goal setting, short term and long term is awesome. Just those crossing off mentality. We've touched about that before, but being able to actually have something that you've achieved this week is one of the biggest things that I have found, and surrounding people that support that for you. We've touched on many different topics in the past, but realizing that goal setting is one of those things that it's very personalized to yourself, and you're going to have to realize that this helps, but and how and who are the people that support and which areas, when are you most productive? Is that in the morning, night, or in the middle of the day when you have a dead hour? How are you going to take advantage of those things? That's for your short-term and long-term goals. Crossing off things is one of the biggest things that I have found in the past, though, that has really helped me is I realize that I get ahead, and then when I get ahead, I actually start really seeing my potential so that I'm not so stressed and worried about other things in my life. One of my favorite things that I do is I start my day in a routine. Like I've touched numerous times, I get a little bit of reading in, and then I get to work. And when I have a client or somebody who can't make it in that time, I then get ahead and start doing some things that I can achieve and cross off for short term and long term. Long term goals, of course, takes multiple days. Short term and long term may go on and on and on. Short term is always nice to have because then you're crossing off things actively. And then it's also helping you achieve sometimes your long term goals. One of my favorite things to do, though, is sit back and realize what do you want to achieve in the rest of this year? And that would be my challenge to you right now is what do you want to achieve the rest of this year? We have a few months here. What do you want to achieve by the end of this year? Short term and slightly long term because of a few months. But what are some of the areas that you really want to focus on in your personal life? How are you going to become all you can be? So one of my favorite things is push yourself, challenge yourself, have things that you can achieve on the daily, but also things that are going to push you and make you a better person. One of my favorite things to do is push yourself beyond your limits so that you can achieve things that are slightly, slightly harder and out of your grasp. This will help you achieve more in your life. Also having goals, though, and things that you can cross off that are daily, they're not super easy, but they are doable if you put yourself to. And challenge yourself, because this will help you cross off things. And then those other goals that are slightly out of your reach that you're going to push towards, and once you do achieve them, it will actually help you become a better person and realize what areas you have to improve and change in. Because if you stay how you are now, you could not do it. So, as always, challenge yourself. This is the end of it. So, giving you a goal. Think of the short-term things you can achieve, and then the long-term things that you're going to have to change and push yourself to a greater limit to achieve. Set some of those goals, at least one short-term, one long-term, what you want to achieve for the rest of this year, and then start getting at it and realizing that whether you put it on a piece of paper or in a computer or however you're going to cross things off, cross it off so that you get that release, so that you actually can achieve things and feel better about yourself and grow, so that you can achieve those things that are slightly right now out of your reach. Challenge yourself to short-term, long-term goals that will make you a better person, that when you look back, you will be so proud of yourself. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.